This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So before the break, I was talking a little bit about sports, that I think when you look at it from the take a step back and look at, we keep hearing about all of these sports and, you know, the commissioners. We've heard from all of the commissioners and everything else about which sports we think might come back and which ones might not come back, and when they might come back. And it does raise the good point, and that is which sport is most realistic that you could get back? And I'll be honest with you, you know, I know Kirk Herbstreit, raised quite a stink today. I guess it was yesterday. He was actually on one of these networks talking about how, people need to face the fact that there might not be football this year. Again, we're so early into this. I think it's not a productive conversation to have. But the one if you read beyond the headlines and you listen to what he actually says, he is correct in that if you have all of these guys, for instance, you've got 100 guys on a college football team. I mean, how do you keep them away from each other in the locker room and here, and, you know, they're out on the field, they're playing a sport where, 10 guys are going to be, piling up on each other pretty much every play when you consider the lines and everything else. That's a tough sport. That's going to be a difficult sport if we don't get a better situation when it comes to, getting a grip on all this stuff. So he does make a good point, but that got me to thinking about some of these other sports. Like how, what's realistic in terms of being able to keep people safe and get these things back up and running a little bit, and which sports would be the easiest. Again, I always come back to the individual sports. It just feels like those are the ones that, if you look at it, I mean, we talked last night with Joe Ludnowski about golf, but if you think about golf, if they really wanted to do it, they could have a golf tournament at some point with no fans. And I think if they did that, you only have two guys on the, together. Now, you would have to test everybody. I mean, and I think that is probably going to be the first step. I don't think that, and I think until we have a better system, a more efficient system, the ability to test more readily and quickly, until we have that, we're probably not going to see sports. I mean, I think if no matter what the question is, that's probably going to be the answer. But once you do, then you've got to start to think about, okay, so then at that point, which is the easiest sport to get up and running? I would think hockey. I mean, I would think hockey in the NBA would probably be a lot more difficult than baseball. But by the same token, when you look at baseball and all of the things that baseball players do, I mean, think about how many normal activities baseball players have that are completely unsafe with regards to this whole thing. You know, taking your hat off and touching your face, because they wipe their face. Pitchers licking their fingers before they touch the ball. Guys in the outfield throwing the ball to each other in between innings all the time. I mean, there's a lot of things that really, really, if you think about it, about baseball that are probably, you know, just not really all that sanitary just because of the nature of the sport and the way they do things. When you look at hockey, I don't know how you're going to do hockey or the NBA until we get to a point where you feel like you've got enough of a handle on all of this stuff. I mean, I keep hearing both commissioners talk about wanting to come back and things that I just don't know how you're going to do it because there's so much close contact with both of those sports. And there's so much, hand-to-hand, basically. In hockey, think about how many, you know, how much contact there is with people. You know, the bodies slamming into each other. You're in the locker rooms. It's going to be really difficult to keep people, you know, clean and all the other stuff. I mean, I just can't see how either of those sports come back, to be honest, until we really get a grip on how to test people and some of the other stuff. So it really, in my mind, it's going to come down to the first sports we're probably going to see come back are not going to be hockey and basketball. I know those are the two sports that are, you know, rearing to go, and everybody's hoping we can get them going again. But I think that if you really look at those sports, I think it's going to be really difficult to get them going just because of the unsanitary way, or whatever you want to say it. Baseball, maybe you could get it going, maybe you couldn't. But the problem with baseball is, again, there are so many habits among baseball players that just aren't safe. Starting with the fact that watch some of these old broadcasts of baseball games and see how many times a pitcher goes to his mouth with his, you know, with his fingers or whatever. And how many times players take their hat off and rub their face. I mean, that's just going to be really difficult to monitor. And you know what? Those are habits that are hard to break. So, to me, when I talk about the sports that are most likely to come back first, all of them are individual sports. All of them. And I think that all of them will come back initially without fans. Like, I think you could actually start to play tennis again at a reasonable time in a couple of weeks. If you're able to figure out, you know, all of this stuff, like I said, with the testing and everything else. But if you were to bring, say, 20 players, 30 players, whatever, you could have a tennis tournament, keep everyone sort of separated, and, you know, do so without fans, but at least you would start playing, you know, tennis again. Boxing, as strange as it seems, like I said, even that UFC stuff, you don't need that many people to participate in that. And, you know, what's a typical UFC card? Five fights? That's 10 people you need to test. You know? If 10 people and then maybe, you know, five, so 15. Five referees and 10, you know, five people. 15 people there, say two people to a corner. I mean, you're talking about 40 people maybe you've got to test to make sure everybody's safe and make sure that you keep everyone safe. So boxing and UFC. Golf is another sport that I think if you really think outside the box a little bit, you can do it without having fans there. But the problem that all of these sports are going to have is the crowds. And I don't think anybody wants to come back and play without crowds. I don't think anybody wants that. But I can't see how you're going to do that and put 30, 20, 30, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 people in the arenas. So these are things that are all being talked about. And you know, I've heard a lot of different commissioners and coaches and owners and everybody else talk about them. But it's really, to me, in my mind, it's going to be a little bit of time for this to actually evolve to a point where we can start to have this conversation again, just because I think that, you know, there's still so much unknown. And I think that no matter what happens, it's going to have to be, and it's going to have to take a situation where you start with either no crowds or very, very limited crowds. And I think that's probably the one thing I was looking, I was listening to the one college football guy was talking about it. And that's, you know, that's a huge problem considering the way that many of these college football programs are funded. If they can't put, you know, 80, 90, 100,000 fans in on a Saturday afternoon, that's going to be a big problem. But my thing is, the flip side of that is, I'd rather see them play than not play. So it's interesting. It's an interesting discussion as to what sport do we think is going to come back first. I'm going to tell you, I just don't know that I see a team sport coming back anytime soon. And I think because of all of the different things that we've talked about, I think we could see, you know, probably see golf at some point here, not that in the not too dear distant future. I think we could see tennis, you know. I think we could maybe see something like auto racing. But I mean, to me, these things are going to roll out very slowly, unfortunately. And the more I hear the concerns, the discussions, and all of the things that are going on, the more I'm convinced of it. So I know that we all, you know, are hoping the Penguins, you know, play in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. I would say that I'm less optimistic of that happening than I probably was at the beginning of the week. Anyway, 412-928-9370 is the number. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.